All this week, we've been bringing you stories from Puerto Rico. 3 weeks after Hurricane Maria blasted the island, most people there still don't have electricity. A lot of people also don't have access to clean water, among other things. This is, simply put, a humanitarian crisis affecting millions of American citizens. The U.S. government has a responsibility to help, just as it would anywhere else on U.S. soil. Yet today, President Trump seemed to turn his back on that responsibility, tweeting that FEMA and other federal agencies currently helping in Puerto Rico can't stay there forever. We're going to look at this now from the opposite perspective, from the point of view of people who remain committed to help, no matter what. There are an estimated 75,000 U.S. military veterans living in Puerto Rico. Many of them ended up in shelters after Hurricane Maria. And one group of women has been traveling from shelter to shelter, looking for veterans affected by the storm. Jasmine Garz from our Across Women's Lives desk has that story.
Do you think it's going to rain? It's early in the morning, and the entire city of San Juan seems to be gazing at the sky with concern. This island just can't handle any more flooding. On the highway, under the dark, heavy clouds, a small car makes its way through traffic. In it are four women I'm going to be spending the day with: Ghislaine, Mia, Janine, and Katie. We stop at a school that's been turned into a hurricane shelter. Are there any veterans here? Asks Mia Lind at the door. She's an occupational therapist for the VA hospital in San Juan. Every day since the hurricane hit, she and her team have been going from shelter to shelter asking this question. Yes, they're told by a supervisor, there is a veteran. Everywhere they go, it's the same scene. People sitting outside in benches and folding chairs, lethargic, trying to catch some relief from the heat. They find Luis Torres lying in a bed with a dress shirt wide open and a baseball cap flipped backwards. His bed is surrounded by piles of clothing and some bags with food. Are you a veteran? Yes, Air Force. He's 70 years old. He was honorably discharged, and he has his military ID, but, he explains, any other paperwork was lost in the storm.
My house disappeared.
But Torres' son pulls out his phone to show us pictures of what is left of their house. It's like the roof and the walls were just plucked out. On the second floor, a toilet stands alone in the open.
130 over 80, it's absolutely perfect. Perfect. Do you take any meds?
Janine Smalley is the VA team's registered nurse and disaster emergency medical personnel, trained by FEMA. She's here from Cleveland, Ohio. She volunteered to come help. She says when she saw what was happening in Puerto Rico, she asked to be sent here. Right now, she's checking Torres's vitals.
All right, let's see. We're going to figure out how to get you engaged in care over the VA.
While Janine Smalley checks his blood pressure, Katie Blanker, who also volunteered for this assignment, brings him toothbrushes, heating pads, and food.
Katie's got the good stuff over there.
Food.
Katie is here from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. She's a social worker with the VA. She's also a veteran.
Where's the T-bone steak?
T-bone steak right there. Look, check that out. T-bone right there, buddy.
Yeah, maybe freeze-dried, but...
Thousands of people have been displaced by Hurricane Maria. Shelters are packed, but the storm affected everyone on the island. Ghislaine Rivera, also a social worker, says every day when she heads off to work, she has to put her own problems in the back of her mind.
All day thinking after work, I need to eat something, I need to obtain gas.
Mia Lin says just yesterday, throughout the day, she herself was thinking about steak. There is a meat shortage on the island.
I really want to have a meal for my kids that includes beef. That was my goal. When we have in a chaos like this, the only right that you have is stay alive. You stay alive and you survive.
Mia fights back tears as she speaks. The other women on her team hug her. And then she smiles and says,
let's go to Rio Grande right now.
This way?
Yes.
Okay. Before we're all crying.
I was hoping to wait till noon to cry. About 2 minutes.
The next shelter we go to is even more packed than the last one. We're met at the door. May we come in and ask if anyone is a vet, Mia Lin says. We don't have any vets here, responds a supervisor. How do you know? Mia insists, and the supervisor bristles a little. You can ask, but I can't force them to talk to you, he says.
Gracias.
With a terse thank you, Mia and the team leave the shelter. Later on in the parking lot, Mia tells me she suspects some shelter supervisors just don't want them coming in. This team represents the federal government, and they have to report it if a hurricane shelter isn't providing enough food or water, or if it's overcrowded. A lot of them are just places for people to lie down and rest, with no running water or electricity. This is the new normal. Which is why the last shelter we go to takes us a little by surprise. The team walks right in. There's a radio blasting pop music. There are kids painting murals. And then there's Benny Molina. The residents of the shelter cheer his name as he sits down to get checked by Nurse Janine. Benny is 61 years old, a veteran.
National Guard in Pompton Lakes, Riverdale, New Jersey. I was specialized in tank, driving the tank.
Benny's blood pressure is normal.
Benny, that's perfect.
Oh, good. I'm a soldier. That's all it is.
Awesome.
I'm a good soldier. I can make 100 pork chop right now. Well, maybe not 100, but that.
Entonces perdiste todo.
Sí, perdí todo.
Ghislaine Rivera asks him what happened to his home. It's gone. Benny lost absolutely everything he owned to the storm. The team offers to give him aid packages with basic supplies, but he refuses.
Right now, we already have food here and everything, but some other people are sleeping in the street and everything, and they have nothing to eat.
As he fills out his paperwork, Janine and Katie take a quick break in the shade. They are red from the heat and visibly tired. They've come a long way from Ohio and Wisconsin to help out here, but they say this is a responsibility they have. All of us do.
We don't know them all, but we owe them all.
All of the veterans we're here for served for the United States. You know, so that's the other part of this. This is Americans helping Americans. And these veterans all served. They were stationed in the United States. They went to support the United States. I mean, it was, I think that's the thing that people forget.
For the World, Jasmine Garst, Puerto Rico.
For more of our reporting this week from Puerto Rico, just go to PRI.org/womenslives.